Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Emily is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back from a dude named Andrew. So we're going to see if we can find out why. And if she still wants another date after she finds out why, maybe get her another date. Emily, before we find out about your date with Andrew, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for your email. Thank you for agreeing to do this. All of the thank yous. And how long has it been since you talked to Andrew?
It's been a little while. I mean, it's been like 2 weeks and I haven't heard anything or I've texted, you know, I've tried to contact him on social media and stuff, but nothing.
Okay. Tell us about the date.
Well, we actually chatted online for a few weeks before we decided to go on a date. So, you know, it was like kind of testing the waters and I was actually pretty excited and nervous to meet Andrew. Because he just seemed like this really great guy from our, you know, chatting online. So we decided to meet at this little cafe and oh my gosh, we just talked for hours and he even walked me back to my car, which I thought was completely sweet and gentlemanly. I mean, he made me feel so comfortable and so relaxed. I mean, who does that on a first date, right? You're usually really nervous and stuff, but I just felt like we had so much in common and he was so funny and smart. And here's the thing though, he listened to me when I spoke and he really showed genuine interest in what I had to say.
What? No, I mean, you know, I hear that all the time though. That is a big complaint, especially that women have when they go out with dudes, is like that they don't listen. They're not great listeners. And anytime I've been on a date with someone that like my listening skills, usually they liked me a lot, right?
Yes. When you listen and you give feedback and stuff, people relax and they feel like they can be themselves around you, and which is exactly what happened. It was so refreshing.
So why do you think he's ghosting you then?
I racked my brains. And honestly, the only thing I can come up with is just seems silly and stupid to me. There was this stray hair on Andrew's shirt while we were on our date. And I just picked it off when we were walking around in the park after the cafe, and you know, I didn't want to throw it on the ground or anything, so I tucked it in my pocket, and he acted a little weird after that, but...
I mean...
I could see that being weird if I didn't know that you just didn't want to throw it on the ground. I'd be like, did she just save one of my hairs?
Yeah.
She's trying to make a keychain or a vest, you know?
That's, like, the only thing I can think of, because, I mean, our conversation was great, and he was just... I just thought it went so well, and... If it's going to be, me plucking a hair off his shirt makes him feel weird and just kind of tucking into my pocket.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the pocket part that's weird. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to save this for later.
Yeah. I'm going to smell it later and think of you.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Did you feel awkward doing it?
Well, I felt awkward, like, okay, I don't want to throw this on the ground, so do I carry it around or what? So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to put it in my pocket and move on.
I mean, I'm sure when you did that, after you did it, you're probably like, wait a minute, that probably looked weird. So you've probably been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah, it's right. Like a, and after that, you don't want to draw attention to it. You're just like, okay, well, just move on. That was just
yeah. All right, I mean, hey, maybe that's it then. We'll find out, though. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can get him to tell us why he's ghosting you. And hopefully explain that the hair thing was just a weird misunderstanding and maybe get you another date, okay?
Yeah, I mean, what first date doesn't have an awkward moment, right?
Exactly.
What the f*** in the basket?
We'll play a song, come back, and you'll get your first date follow-up right after this. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Emily is on the phone, and Emily likes to steal people's hair. Sort of. She's not getting a call back from a date that she went on with this dude named Andrew. She really liked him. And before we call him, Emily, why don't you give a quick recap for anybody that's just joining us?
Okay, well,
now it places the lotion in the basket.
Andrew and I chatted for a while online before deciding to meet, and we met at a little cafe. We had a great time. He was smart and funny. He listened to me. I could really be myself around him, but after the date, we went for a walk, and I picked a hair off his shirt, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I stuck it in my pocket, and I don't know if that's why he's ghosting me.
Okay.
But
all right, we're going to call him right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Andrew, please?
Yes, this is how I'm speaking.
Andrew, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Okay, what's going on, Jubal? How you doing?
Good, man.
Want a prize today?
No. Well, maybe. We do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. So what that is if you go out on a date with somebody and you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. So we got an email about you from someone that you went on a date with.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Any idea who it might be?
Oh, for sure. Emily, for sure.
Emily, for sure. Wow.
For sure. Yes. She told us all about your date. She said she really liked you, but now, you know, you haven't talked to her since, and she's wondering if you wouldn't mind telling us why you're ghosting her.
Oh, man. So everything was great. It was just something I couldn't get past, really, during the date.
Okay. So do you mind telling us what it is?
I mean, like, real passionate about music, and it's my life right now. And she had this Nickelback shirt on that I just couldn't get over. Like, I have this hatred for them that's like crazy. I have this hatred for Nickelback that's like crazy. I don't know what it is.
What?
Man. I think most people do.
The entire time, my brain was just throbbing, and I was just like, oh my gosh, why that shirt? Everything is crazy. Why that shirt?
So you're ghosting her because she was wearing a Nickelback shirt.
I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm sorry, y'all.
Well, look, I don't know what it is with younger people now, but everyone's loving Nickelback again. Mm-hmm. But we all hated them for a solid 15 years.
I don't know if it's the look. I don't know what's going on, but it just came back to life for some reason. It came back to life. And it's just like all annoying, like ding, ding, ah.
And I'm just... Best impersonation ever.
That was a great, the Chad Kroeger, I think, is the lead singer. That was a great Chad Kroeger impersonation. Wow. Okay. So you love music, and she had a Nickelback shirt on, and that's what did it for you.
Man, it just threw me off the entire time. I just was out of it, honestly.
Well, thank you for telling us, man. I appreciate it. Well, hey, man, I also have to let you know that Emily's actually on the phone, and she's been listening in real time, and she heard everything you just said.
Oh man. Like, Emily.
Hey, Andrew. I am definitely not wearing a Nickelback shirt right now.
That's good. That's great. That's great.
Oh my gosh, I honestly didn't know.
Are you wearing a band shirt at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, cool.
I just had no idea how passionate you were that this could be a deal breaker for you. Like, I was just kind of wearing something that went with my with my pants and everything, like the whole ensemble, and wow. I thought it was because I picked a hair off the shirt that you weren't calling me back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I picked a hair off your shirt, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I put it in my pocket, and you gave me this weird look. So I was like, was that the reason?
Wow, I honestly did not know that, so you must really got some moves. Then I looked down, and then Chad Kroger's looking at me with a little eye, and I'm just looking like, what the heck is going on here?
Gosh, that was why you gave me that weird look. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Okay. I mean, that's it? I mean, you just didn't want to get back to me or go out with me again because of my shirt?
Honestly, I know it's petty, but that's just how I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So actually, I just want to tell you that I was wearing that shirt to be funny because I also think they suck.
Oh my gosh, you're a person.
I have it to wear ironically.
Wow. I went over my head completely, obviously. However, I love it. You're perfect.
I mean, I also have a Creed shirt that I wear to be funny too, so that'll prove you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, you can also buy me a Coldplay shirt.
As long as it's not Nickelback again or any other bands I dislike, we're good.
Hey, Emily, would you like to go out on another date with Andrew? Or Andrew, would you like to go out on another date with Emily? We'll pay for it. Now that you know she's not like a full-fledged Nickelback fan, she just thought the shirt was funny.
Emily, you promise you're not a Nickelback fan?
I absolutely promised.
And you also promised that you're not a Creed fan.
Oh my God.
Not in the least, 0%.
Well, you 100% have me for sure on another date.
Yes.
All right. Sweet.
With arms wide open.
Oh God.
If you want, we can burn the t-shirts on our date.
Let's do it. I know it's petty. However,
yes!
Let's do it.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.